December the 27th. Can the rushes grow without water? Job 8:11. The rushes, or reeds, are spongy and hollow, and so is a hypocrite. There is no substance or stability in him. The reed is shaken to and fro in every wind, just as those who are merely outwardly religious yield to every influence. For this reason, the reed is not broken by the storm, and hypocrites are not troubled with persecution. I don't want to willingly be a deceiver or be deceived. Maybe the text for today will help me see whether I am a hypocrite or not. The reed by nature lives in water. It owes its very existence to the mire and moisture wherein it has taken root. If the mire becomes dry, the reed withers very quickly. Its greenness is absolutely dependent upon circumstances. A present abundance of water makes it flourish, and a drought destroys it at once. Is this my case? Do I only serve God when things are going well for me, or when my religion is profitable and respectable? Do I love the Lord only when I receive worldly comforts from His hands? If so, I am a dishonorable hypocrite, and like the withering reed, I will perish when death deprives me of outward joys. But can I honestly claim that when bodily comforts have been few, and my surroundings have been disagreeable to grace rather than at all helpful to it, I have still held fast my integrity toward God? If so, then I have hope that there is genuine active godliness in me. The reed cannot grow without mire, but plants of the Lord's right-hand planting can and do flourish even in the year of drought. Psalm 80:15. A godly man often grows best when his worldly circumstances decay. He who follows Christ for his bag of money is a Judas. John 12:6. Those who follow Christ for loaves and fishes, John 6:26, are children of the devil. But those who follow him out of love for him are his own beloved ones. Lord, let me find my life in you, and not in the mire of this world's favor or gain.